The Chief Electoral Commissioner of the Electoral Commission for Sierra Leone, Mohamed Kone, has announced partial results for last Saturday's elections.
By the powers conferred on me as the national returning officer, I hereby release partial presidential election results for presidential election conducted on 24 June 2023. These results represent 60% of total polling stations results process each district. Clear by the Electoral Commission for Sierra Leone and results management system at regional tally centers in Freetown, Bou, Kenema, Makene, and Poloko. The results detailed below are partial and do not represent the complete outcome of the presidential election.
The results were for 1.9 million votes, which gave a lead of 55.86% to incumbent Madabew of the SLPP and 41.53% to his main challenger, Samura Kamara of the APC. President Bew, in a nationwide address, called for calm and patience, urging all to wait for the final results. Mohamed Rahman Suare is the media campaign chairman for the ruling Sierra Leone People's Party. He says they are happy with the results so far.
We are very excited because it clearly puts His Excellency President Julius Madabew in the lead, something we had predicted from our internal tallying process. But like you have heard, His Excellency himself has called for calm, he's called for patience, as the only legally constituted body, the ECSL, continues the announcement of presidential and other election results. So we are patiently waiting to hear from them.
The opposition All People's Congress, or APC party, has issued a press release dismissing the results. The release, signed by the Secretary General Lansana Dumbuya, stated the APC will not accept these fake and cooked up results, and we will deploy every effort without the law to stop this. Meanwhile, the ECOWAS, African Union, and the Commonwealth Observer Group have jointly addressed the press on their preliminary findings. ECOWAS team lead, Dr. Ibn Chambers, read out their conclusion.
The mission notes that despite some early challenges, polling generally proceeded smoothly and in a largely peaceful atmosphere, and eligible voters were able to freely participate in the process. The mission commends the sense of patriotism exhibited by polling staff, the security forces, the general populace, who collectively played their part in ensuring a peaceful conduct of the 2023 general elections.
The African Union and Commonwealth election observers mentioned delays at the start of the polls, skirmishes and infractions, but ended up commending the generally peaceful nature of the elections. For VOA Africa, I'm Kelvin Lewis reporting from Freetown, Sierra Leone.